speaker.
All right. All right. Hello and good morning. Thank you for having me today. My name is Insu Kim.
大家好，很感谢我今天能够在这里跟大家一起。我的名字叫 Insu Kim。
I'll give a brief intro about myself. My family moved from Korea when I was 8 years old, and I grew up in Fort Collins.
我介绍一下自己，我从八岁的时候从韩国来的。我在 Fort Collins 科州这边长大。
I went to school up there, and Jesus saved me when I was a teenager at a youth camp.
我也是在这里念书的。小的时候是在一个夏令营里面耶稣基督救了我。
And that's probably why I want to work with teenagers, because that's a formative years for me.
那也许就是因为这样，我喜欢跟青少年们一起同工。
Fast forward, after graduation, I taught at a Native American reservation in New Mexico, and that's where I kind of felt God feeling me lead into ministry.
那过来毕业了以后呢，我神叫我做长期的做他的事工。那我是在新墨西哥州的。原名住处的那个保留地去跟那些青少年同工。
God opened doors for me to study at Dallas Seminary.
那神为我在达拉斯的那个神学院里面开门，让我去念。
Where I made new connections, served at a Chinese church, and also met my future wife, Gracia.
那在那边我建立了新的关系，也同时遇见了我的太太 Gracia。
We were in Houston, where I was a youth pastor for a few years.
那我在休斯顿那边做了青少年的牧师，做了几年。
And recently we moved back to Denver to be closer to our family.
那最近我搬回来就是可以跟家人比较近一点。
And God has taught us a lot the last few years.
那神教导了我们有很多。
He's continually provided and shown himself faithful.
那他证明了他对我的信实。
So I would love to chat with you later on today as we have time.
那我很期待一会儿再跟大家一起聊聊。
And so let's get to it. We're in Psalm 139 today.
所以我们现在开始，我要讲的是诗篇139篇。
And thank you also to Cynthia for translating. I know I am very wordy. I talk a lot.
她谢谢我帮她翻译啊，翻译很辛苦的。
All right. Before we begin, I have a few questions for you.
那在我开始之前呢，我想问大家几个问题。
Question is this.
第一个问题。
Who knows you best?
谁最懂得你？
Meaning, who knows your likes and dislikes?
就是说谁知道你的喜欢跟你所不喜欢的。
The things that make you tick and the things that make you crazy.
就好像那些能令到你很疯狂的那些东西。
Who would you pick?
那你会选择谁呢？
Good answer. For many of you, your spouse.
很多人你可能会说是你的配偶。
Or a parent or a relative.
或者是亲戚，或者是父亲母亲。
Perhaps a best friend you've known all your life.
也许是一个最好的朋友，你一生都认识他。
Do you think that person, if they were on a game show, could win you $1,000,000?
如果他在做一个游戏节目的话，你觉得他能够为你赢100万吗？
Would you bet that they could win that money because they know you so well?
你觉得如果他能够帮你赢这一笔钱的话，是因为他懂得你吗？
If that's the case, you better choose wisely for that person who knows you well and who you think might know you well.
那你最好就是选得很清楚啊，就是找一个人你能够信得过的。
So did you have a chance to think about that?
那你想好了吗？
Who really knows you best?
谁最懂得你?
People that know us best have their best interest for us.
那些懂得我们最清楚的就是为我们着想的。
They care for us.
他关心我们。
They know our favorite foods.
他知道我们喜欢吃的什么。
Our hobbies.
我们喜欢做的。
As well as deeper things.
甚至是更深度的一些事情。
Like our fears and dreams.
就好像我们的梦想跟我们所惧怕的。
People who know us best care for us.
那些懂我们的就很关心我们。
So my main question today is this.
所以我最主要的问题今天是
Does my God care about me?
我的神关心我吗？
I know it seems very simple question.
我知道看起来好像很简单。
And you might say, of course God cares. Why would I be in church?
那你当然可能会说，我当然知道啊，要不然的话，我怎么会在教会呢？
But sometimes I think we take this truth for granted.
那可是我觉得有时候我们把这个真理是当成以为理所当然的。
It's not something easy to think about. It might make us uncomfortable.
那不是很一件很容易去想的事情。
We like thinking about what we know about God and not the other way around.
我们想象的一般都是我们认识神有多少，而不是反过来另外一边。
It might seem selfish or me-centered.
可能看起来很自私，很自我中心。
But in the same way, we have people who know us.
那同样的，我们也有一些人认识我们。
I wonder how well our God knows us.
所以我在想，我们的神认识我们多久呢？多少？
And to the degree that God knows us intimately,
甚至到一个地步，神很亲密地认识我们。
Both inside and out,
里面跟外面。
We should be able to know if indeed He is a God that cares.
我们应该知道他是一个神很关心我们的。
So with that, the main thing I want us to reflect this morning is this.
所以今天早上我要大家一起反省的是这一点。
We trust in the God who seeks us where we are at.
所以我们是信于一位认识我们的神。
I wonder how often I go through the day forgetting this.
我常常每一天都忘了这一点。
I wonder if I knew the extent of God's care.
如果我知道神对我们有多关心的话，
That would affect my day to day.
那我每一天的生活都会不一样，会有影响。
I wonder if we trusted in the God who seeks us where we are at.
那我在想，神是不是寻找我们很亲近的寻找我们。
That would change our lives and our world.
会改变我们的世界，我们的生命。
So we'll talk about this morning.
所以我们今天早上要讲的。
The God who pursues.
神在追寻我们。
Our desires before God.
我们欲望的，在神面前的欲望。
And finally, God's desires for us.
那神对我们的欲望。
So first, let's talk about the God who pursues.
所以一开始，现在我们讲一下神追寻我们的那一点。
Psalm 139 is an extremely intimate psalm.
那诗篇139篇是一个非常亲密的一首诗。
Written by David, a man after God's own heart.
是大卫写的，大卫是一个追求神的人。
I imagine David in the world absent of technology.
那我再想象大卫在那时候没有很现代化的那些。
Talking to God as one would to a friend.
那跟神谈话的时候就像一个跟朋友谈一样。
And this psalm gives a small picture of the intimacy between God and David.
那诗篇139篇给我们一点点的榜样，就看他们两个亲密的关系。
Verses 1 through 5 is as amazing as it is creepy to some.
那第一到第五节对我们有些人看起来就是好像很惊讶也很恐怕。
I'll read it in English.
我先用英文念。
It says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together.
一到四节，耶和华啊，你已经监察我，认识我，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。我从远远知道，你从远处知道我的意念。我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华啊，你舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
For those of you who like privacy and personal space,
那如果你们很喜欢有自己的空间的人。
This section should scare you.
那这一段可能会令你觉得很害怕。
For me, I keep some things to myself.
那我呢也有一些保留自己一些的私人的事情。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, some things are a bit embarrassing.
那也许有一些是很令人害臊的。
Such as my failures or disappointments.
或者是我的失望跟我失败的一些事情。
And other things are shameful.
或者是很羞耻的。
like my mistakes or sins.
或者是我的, 犯罪, 还有, 我的错误。
And I don't want people to really know about me.
我也不想人真正的理解我。
Because the worry is,
那我会忧虑。
If people really knew, would they judge me?
那如果他们真正知道的话, 他会不会审判我?
Obviously, we put our best pictures on the internet.
那我们, 当然会把我们自己最好看的, 相片放在网络上。
We want people to see our good side.
我们要看到别人看到我们的好的那一面。
But this is not a God who says,
可是这不是一位神。
Okay, I'll listen to what you want to share.
他会说我只听你愿意分享的那一部分。
Okay, whatever version of you that you want to show me, I'll accept that.
我会接受你给我的那一部分。
God says, no, there is no fooling me.
神说你不能这样的, 愚弄我。
He says, I know you, I have searched you.
他说我知道你, 我已经, 监察了你。
I know when you stand up and I know when you sit down.
我知道你坐下,
How's that for feeling like somebody's watching you?
就好像有人看着你一样,
Even before we say something, God knows what that word will be.
神已经知道我,在我们说出话之前,他都已经知道我们想说什么。
Either this should scare you and make you paranoid.
他也许会令到你很害怕。
Or it should give you enormous comfort.
或者是会让你得到很大的安慰。
If God knows,
如果神知道,
why does he still choose to pay attention to me?
那他为什么又跟我们接近呢?
Why, after all the junk that he sees in my brain and my heart,
为什么在我们的头脑里面, 心里面, 看到这些东西的时候,
after the searching, does he still choose to keep after me?
他在做这样的监察的时候, 又还是留着我们。
We trust in the God who seeks us where we are at.
我们相信一位, 在我们, 无论在哪里, 他都要追寻我们的, 知道我们的。
Not where we should be.
不是因为我们应该在哪里。
Because keep reading verses 7 to 12.
那第七到第十二节。
He says, If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
7 to 12.
Sorry, I didn't do that right. 9 through 11.
Okay,
I skipped a few verses.
Okay.
Yeah.
十第九到十一节，我若展开清晨的翅膀飞到海极居处，就是那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜。So
this morning I have my trusty red bottle here.
那今天早上我有这个瓶子。
Nalgene.
她叫Nalgene.
I don't have a name for her, but maybe someday I will.
我没有为她
And you can tell all the stickers that I have.
有很多贴纸在上面。
I don't know how many bottles I've had in my life, but I know I usually always carry one with me.
我不知道一生中有了多少个这样瓶子, 可是我常常每一次都会带着它。
It makes me feel secure.
让我觉得很有安慰。
I never leave home without it.
我从来, 都不会不带着它。
Sometimes on dates, my wife will ask me to leave it at home because it's embarrassing.
有时候我的太太常常叫我不要带了，因为很觉得有一点尴尬。
I have it on road trips.
那我去旅行的时候也会带着。
When I go work out.
去做运动。
When I go to bed.
甚至睡觉的时候。
Like this.
是这样。
I'm just kidding. But the point is.
再开玩笑啊。
I like having this bottle with me at all times.
我喜欢常常地带着它。
And when I don't see it,
那我见不到的话,
I panic.
我会很害怕。
I go into frenzy.
那我会, 对，也有点不舒服。
What with God?
可是对于神呢?
That will never be a problem.
这永远不会是一个问题。
God is a much greater presence than this plastic container.
神的存在呢, 比这个重要很多。
He's with you. In the highs and the lows.
他在你生命里的高潮跟低潮, 他都与你同在。
When you feel his presence,
当你感觉到他的存在的时候
，and when he seems far away，
或者是他很远的时候
，in your victories，
在你成功的时候
，and in your struggles，
或者是有问题的时候
，in your times of faith，
有信心的时候
，in your times of temptation，
被试探的时候
，David here，
大卫在这里呢
，when he talks about fleeing to the heavens。
当他说到他在天上的去的天上的时候
，or to the depths of the grave，
或者是他去到墓地里的深处
，was talking about his own life and his own trials。
他在描写自己的生命跟自己的挑战。
The man who from a lowly shepherd，
他是从一个很低微的羊牧者
，became king，
成为了一个大王。
The man who had to flee from his enemies。
他那时候需要从他的敌人前面逃走。
The man who committed sins and betrayed people.
他背叛了他的人跟犯了很大的罪。
The man who had everything and lost everything.
他曾经拥有所有，然后又失去了所有。
I wonder even if in those times.
那我在想，在那时候。
This reminder was true for David.
那这些提醒是不是对大卫来说是真实的？
That his God pursued him.
那他的神在寻找他。
That he could put trust in a God.
他能够把他的信心放在这神的身上。
Who sought him.
他在神那位神追寻他。
Wherever he was at.
无论他在哪里。
Whatever the situation.
或者是什么情况都好。
Here's another thought.
还有一个想法。
I know most of us will not go anywhere without our cell phones.
我知道很多我们都会带着我们的手提，无论去哪里都会带着。
I know that's true for teenagers.
特别是那青少年。
And nobody wants to go anywhere without Wi-Fi.
那特别是去一些没有 Wi-Fi 的地方。
We need Wi-Fi to survive, right?
我们需要 Wi-Fi.
How beautiful is fast wireless internet?
会特别美是吧？如果那 Wi-Fi 很快的话。
Imagine if you had access to unlimited Wi-Fi.
如果你可以拥有无限制的 Wi-Fi 的话
，Anywhere you traveled，
无论你去哪里
，Wouldn't that be amazing？
是不是很好呢
？In the mountains，
在山上
；In the middle of the desert，
在沙漠里
；Stranded on the beach，
或者是在沙滩上
，How easy would that make your life？
那你的生活是不是会简单很多呢
？We have access to something much more caring than Wi-Fi。
可是我们拥有的比 Wi-Fi 的东西是更好的。
Anytime.
随时。
Anywhere.
随地。
You can't outrun His love.
你不能从他的爱里面逃走。
Somebody who desires a relationship with us.
他来追寻我们，要我们跟他有一个亲密的关系。
And unlike Wi-Fi.
那不像 Wi-Fi.
Is able to meet our deepest needs.
他能够满足我们心里面最需要的。
Who knows us inside and out?
他知道我们的里里外外。
And can search us like no other.
能够很深刻的知道我们，了解我们。
God just doesn't want to be used.
神不要被利用。
But wants to know you and be known.
可是他想知道你，懂得你，跟让我们也知道他。
Move down to verse 13.
那现在第十三节。
It said, For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well.
我的肺腑是你所造的。我在母腹中，你已复辟我。我要称谢你，因为受造奇妙可为。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
I've heard that verse many times, fearfully and wonderfully made.
那我这一句呢，我听过很多次。
Maybe some of you are like, yes, I'm very wonderful, wonderfully made.
那也许你们会说我是很奇妙的被造作。
And maybe others of you are like, I'm more fearfully made.
那也许你们会答说我是很惧怕神的。
But we are both fearfully and wonderfully made.
可是我们是又惧怕又很奇妙的被造作。
I think it is so amazing God took the time.
那我觉得很奇妙的就是。
And creativity to create people so differently.
神把我创造每一个人都非常的不一样。
With our hair.
我们的头发。
And eyes.
眼睛。
And body.
身体。
And skin.
还有皮肤。
And personalities.
还有性格。
No two people are ever the same.
没有两个人是一样的。
All unique in our own way.
我们每一个人都不一样，特别的。
God cares.
神在乎我们。
From the little details to our biggest problems.
从细节上面到到我们很大的问题。
He's not a God who cares only about the big stuff.
他不仅仅是一个神只在乎大的事情。
Like our spiritual life and relationships.
像我们的关系跟灵命上的。
But then does not care about the smaller stuff.
而不在乎小的事情。
Like your morning routine and how you treat your server at the restaurant.
像好像在早上做些什么，或者是对餐馆里的服务员怎么样。
I think it's amazing we serve a God who cares about the small things as well as the intimate things of us.
我觉得很奇妙的就是神关心我们生活里的小点跟很大的事情。
My best friend in seminary, we share a lot of stuff together.
我在神学里面的最好的朋友，我们常常分享很多事情。
Now, if he was a friend that only cared about the deep, heavy stuff,
如果他仅仅是一个朋友只关心大的问题、大的事情的话，
and the small things didn't matter,
那小的事情无所谓的话，
I don't think that would be a very good friend.
我觉得他不是一个很好的朋友。
He's a good friend.
他是一个好的朋友。
Because not only can I share with him my highs and my lows,
因为不仅仅我能够跟他分享我的高潮跟低潮，
my worries and my prayers,
我的祷告跟我的烦扰的事情，
but we can also joke and talk about trivial things.
我们同时也可以开玩笑说一些毫无所谓的事情。
Like baseball.
像棒球。
And what we had at Taco Bell yesterday.
我们在 Taco Bell 吃的东西。
I think sometimes I don't go to God with the details of my life.
那很多时候我们不会把这些小事情带到神的面前。
Because I assume it's too small for him.
因为我觉得对他来说是太小了。
I say, well, I don't really need to go to him about this frustration.
那我就说我不需要把这些事情带到他的面前。
With my coworker this morning, that's not a big deal.
或者是我同工的事情，因为根本就没什么。
He's got bigger things to do, like save people.
他有更大的事情要做，就好像拯救人一样。
Maybe I'll pray for my missions and for my family's growth.
也许我会为了我的家人跟我的使命去分享。
But this financial worry, I'll keep that to myself.
那我经济上的问题呢，我会自己留着。
That's not something for him to be bothered by.
那这些东西呢，不需要去烦他。
I wonder what would happen if the opposite were true.
那我在想，如果反过来的话，会是怎么样？
Do you think it would be possible to go to God too often during the day?
你觉得你会在神面前去了太多次吗？
If God pursues us this much,
那如果神这样的追寻我们的话，
what thing is too trivial for him?
那什么事情会对他来说太小呢？
I go to him far too little and not the other way around.
我太少了，我去他的面前太少次。
Right now, what's going on in our world?
那现在今天世界所发生的一切。
God knows.
神知道。
The virus?
这个病毒。
Is that past God?
是对神来说无所谓吗？太大吗？
Does he not see how Walmart is empty of toilet paper?
他看到沃尔玛里面有卫生纸吗？没有卫生纸吗？
Does he not see my worries and anxieties?
他看不到我的忧虑吗？
We should put our trust in the God who seeks us where we are at.
我们应该信于一位懂得我们的人，神。
No matter how big or small, as David chose.
无论是大还是小。
Let's move to our second point.
那现在我们去第二点。
Our desires before God.
我们在神面前的欲望。
We see both sides of this spiritual life.
那我们看到这里面上有两面。
One is that of joy and worship before God.
有一面是在神面前的敬拜跟欢喜。
Wonder at how he could be everywhere at once.
我们在想他怎么能够无处不在。
Always knowing what's going on inside of us.
深知道我们里面想的什么。
But also, the other side is shown.
那另外一面也显现出来。
David shows lament and frustration.
大卫利用了他的他的忧虑。
Raise your hand if you've ever been disappointed in your life before.
如果你这一生里面有过失望的，请举手。
A job loss.
无业的时候。
A breakup.
跟人家分手的时候。
Financial strain.
经济上的问题。
Family conflict.
家里的争斗。
Relationships.
跟别人的关系。
School problems.
学校。
Anybody?
有人吗？
How about anybody experienced disappointments this week?
那在这一周有没有经验到你所失望的呢？
Or how about this morning?
今天早上。
Chances are... Oh, sorry. Chances are most of us are lying if we didn't raise our hand every time.
Look at verses 19 through
22.
19到22节。
He says, Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me! I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies.
神啊，你必要杀戮恶人，所以你们毫流人的血，离开我去吧。因为他们说恶言顶撞你，你的仇敌也妄称你的名。
Whoa, where did that come from?
这是从哪里来的呢？
We've had 18 good verses of meditating on God's awesome character.
我们看到十八节都是称赞神的奇妙。
Now David goes on ranting about how mad he is at these people.
那 David 一直在描写他对这些人有多么的失望。
So which is it?
那是哪一样呢？
Is David a man who worships God intimately?
大卫是一位很敬心的，敬畏神的人吗？
Or is he a man who gets frustrated and complains?
还是他是一个会对神很纠结的一位？
It's both.
他两样都是。
It's all a part of it.
那全部都是。
And honestly, who here is not like this?
那很老实的说，我们这里有谁不是呢？
Do we not have desires before God?
我们在神的面前没有其他欲望吗？
A prayer that we're waiting on?
我们在等到他的回应，对我们祷告回应。
A situation we just can't seem to get?
我们的困境里面就不能够怎么样。
A frustrating dead end happening?
或者是到最后面我不知道怎么办。
David's desire is that God would basically kill his enemies.
那大卫的欲望就是神能够帮他去杀所有他的敌人。
Pretty harsh and pretty real.
是很真实的。
And perhaps David has his reasons.
那也许大卫有他的原因吧。
But clearly he is frustrated.
那我们看到他是很纠结的。
He feels some wrong has been done to him.
他觉得有些对他他别人有。
And he doesn't.
他很错的误解。
And he doesn't like it.
那他也不喜欢这一点。
How about for you?
那你呢？
Is there somebody?
或者是一些人
or something
一些事情
that you're bitter towards
你就是很不开心
a boss
一个老板
a relative
一个亲戚
or perhaps it's your life situation
或者是你的困境
frustration at how life's turned out
那就是对生命的不满
maybe disappointment and resentment sink in
或者是失望
do you bring those to God
你会将这些带到神的面前吗？
Do you let the God who seeks you,
你会让一位寻找你的神,
wherever you're at, of those hurts and feelings,
无论你在这里, 在哪里,
it's not as if he does not know.
不是因为他不知道,
this whole psalm talks about how well he knows us.
这一整篇的诗篇讲到他怎么样的认识我们。
And I love this psalm because it gives us the freedom to vent and be honest with God.
那我喜欢这篇诗篇因为他给我了自由去随便的在神的面前。
I don't think God needs us to pretend that we are okay.
神不需要我们在他的面前假装什么。
I don't see a God who knows my heart so intimately.
因为很能够懂得我们心处的一些的事情的神。
Will want me to say everything is fine, God. I'm okay.
要我们在他的面前说我什么事情都没有。
When really on the inside, I'm hiding all of that pain and sadness.
可是在心处里面，我们都在隐藏着这些伤处。
Recently, I watched this documentary about college football players.
那最近我在看这个短片。
It is amazing what they play through.
那些美式足球的运动员，他会经历很多。
They suffer broken bones and bruises and dislocated knees.
他们会受到骨折呀，或者是膝盖的那个脱节。
And these guys, because they want to look tough.
那因为他们要表现一个很坚强的一面。
Say, I'm okay, coach. I broken, but I can still play.
他就会说我没事情啊，我还可以继续的打。
And that's respectable up to a certain point.
那有一，这是到一个某一个程度还是可以的。
But,
可是
if a player gets hit in the head and gets a concussion,
如果那个运动员被打到头有那个脑震动的时候，
no matter what the player says, the doctor will not let them play.
不论他说什么，医生也不会让他再去继续打球的。
Because a brain injury is not worth any football career.
因为脑伤呢是不值得的。
And I think that is some of us in a spiritual sense too.
那我觉得我们灵命上有时候也是像这样一样。
We like appearing strong in our faith.
我们显现的是要很坚强的。
We act like we are okay.
我们表现的像我们还是可以的。
Maybe everything is confusing and we're lost.
也许我们已经迷失掉了。
But we can't admit that we need help.
是我们不能承认这一点。
Both from God and from others.
在神面前或者是在人面前也好。
When really surrendering and letting God know of our heart.
我们要不要将我们应该将自己摆上在钱的面前，在神的面前。
Might be the very thing that saves us.
也许这一点就是能够拯救我们的。
We can put our trust in the God who meets us where we are at.
我们应该信于一位认识我们的神。
Our desires before God has mixed motivations.
我们在神面前的欲望是有不同种的。
David lays out how he wants his enemies wiped out.
大卫说他希望他的敌人全部都被灭亡。
And they might as well have been very bad people.
那也许这些都是不好的人。
But David could not have had perfect motivations in this desire as well.
那大卫的欲望也不是完美的。
As much as David desires this, he had human intents.
那大卫的欲望也是有人的另外一面的欲望。
That were self-seeking or full of hatred.
他是蛮有怨恨跟很自我中心的。
And we as well have many mixed desires too.
那我们也是一样的。
Whether it be praying for our careers,
为自己的事业祷告。
Our families,
我们的家人。
Immigration,
移民。
Health,
身体健康。
Or kids' futures.
或者是孩子们的未来。
I do not think any of us have 100% pure motivation.
我觉得没有一个人是有百分之百很清洁的那个欲望。
But what gives me hope?
可是什么给我的希望是
is that God allows me to give these desires to Him anyway.
神让我们将这些的欲望能够带到他的面前。
He knows my heart is not pure.
他知道我们的心不是全部洁净的。
He sees me inside and out.
他从里里外外都看到。
And sees many of my prayers are selfish and shallow.
看到我们很多的祷告都是很浮面上的，很自私的。
But honestly, He still invites me even despite my ignorance.
可是他在这无知的上面还是邀请了我们。
As Jesus later said in the Gospels,
那耶稣接着说，
God is a father who cares for his children.
他是一个很在乎我们的神父。
And will not give a snake when we ask for a gift.
我们需要我们向他要礼物的时候，他们不会跟我们一条蛇。
Children want temporary pleasures and whatever makes them comfortable.
那我们有时候要一些让我们很舒适的东西。
That's me.
那就是我。
When I vent to God, I'm letting Him know, make my life easier.
我对神发泄的时候，我想让他让我过得舒适一点。
Make people less annoying.
那将那些人不要那么烦。
Make my life what I want it to be.
将我的生命改成我所想要的。
My family rich.
我的家人很有钱。
My career the most successful.
我的事业会很成功。
And please, oh please, oh please, God.
And 还有请求神。
Do not send anything that might make life hard.
不要将一些不好的事情临到我的生命里。
Amen. That, have you ever prayed like that?
你有没有这样祷告过呢？
I think if I'm honest, most of my prayers are that selfish.
老实来说，我大部分的祷告都是这样的。
And yet for some reason, as foolish as we are,
那虽然我们是这样的愚昧，
God still seeks us.
神还是追求我们，
pursues us,
找我们，
meets us where we are at,
懂得我们，
and invites us into this relationship with him.
邀请我们跟他有一个亲密的关系。
The God who seeks us wherever we are at.
神会寻找，无论我们在哪里，他都会来寻找我们。
I want to trust that God.
我要相信这样的一位神。
And finally, let's talk about what God desires of us.
那最后让我们讲一下神对我们的欲望是什么？
The psalm starts with an admission that God searches David inside and out.
那这诗篇一开始就说神很清楚的监察了 大卫的里里外外。
And in the end, verses 23 through 24
那23到24节,
is a prayer of trust and surrender to that same God.
23节,
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
神啊，求你监察我知道我的心思，试炼我知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永远的道路。
The psalm begins with David in wonder of how God could search him so fearlessly.
那139篇一开始，大卫就在想神怎么样会知道他的一切。
And in the end, David says to God,
那最后大卫对神说,
Search me, know me, show me my own ways.
监察我，知道我的思念，试炼我，知道我的意念。
My own desires and how I fall short of you.
他在神的面前是短短缺乏了很多。
Because we can trust a God who seeks us where we are at.
所以我们能够信任一位知道我们的神。
Even though the previous verses, David expressed anger at his situation,
因为即使是大卫在前面几句说到了他的愤怒,
he ends with this realization.
他最后说这样一句,
God knows,
神知道,
God sees,
他也看到,
and he searches,
然后也监察我们,
and he knows best.
他知道什么是最好的。
Even though David might want this or that or thinks he knows best,
也许大卫要其他的东西,
he surrenders his own desires before God.
他在神面前放弃了这一切。
For who can know us better than the God who made us?
谁能够比神,
God asks that we trust him in return.
神要我们,
Not just the okay, whatever, nonchalant kind of trust.
不是随随便便的,
but that of a God who demands all of us.
需要我们将所有一切交上的神,
our hearts,
我们的心,
our desires,
我们的欲望,
our fears,
我们的惧怕,
our emotions,
我们的行动,
our plans,
我们的计划,
our lives.
我们整身,
what kind of God does this?
有哪一个神是这样呢?
Is it not crazy?
是不是很疯狂呢?
It is asking a lot.
神向我们要的是很多,
to ask God into the darkness of our hearts, our selfish ambition,
我们自私的欲望,
our lustful thoughts,
我们, 情欲上的思想,
our jealous hatred and bitterness,
我们的愤怒跟, 嫉妒, yeah.
To say, Search me, O God.
监察我神,
this requires tremendous trust. That God can and will do whatever he wants with you. So what is our response? Are we willing to have God in the little details of our lives? To say, yes, Lord, I desire financial security. I desire a successful family. I desire a planned out life.
我也需要, 都计划好的生命,
but would you search me?
可是当你, 监察我的时候,
to show me a mirror of myself and show me why I desire those things?
让我看到在镜子面前我为什么有这些欲望的时候,
and if I desire them too much, to let them go.
如果我欲望这些太多的话, 让我能够放下,
for security,
或者是一个保障,
or applause,
或者是别人的,
or power,
别人的鼓励, 或者是, 权力,
or control,
控制,
cannot give what you give,
不能给我,
the grace you give,
比你的, 恩典,
and now you're asking this,
那现在你又要这些,
how can I trust God like this?
我怎么能够信任这样一位的神呢?
Is that not asking too much?
是不是要的太多了?
And yes, it is asking too much.
是要的很多,
so this is what God did.
那所以神就做了这一点。
It's not just that God invites us into this relationship with him.
他不仅仅邀请了我们跟他有一个亲密的关系。
He demonstrated it first.
他首先是他表显现了这一点。
He invited us into this relationship, but we refused it.
他邀请我们进到跟他有一个亲密的关系，可是我们拒绝了。
So God himself came to rescue because he had to give us a desire to even start wanting to trust him.
他来拯救我们的时候，我们首先要有这个欲望跟他有一个关系。
We are too weak.
我们太弱了。
God wants us to trust him,
神要我们信他,
to share our life with him.
跟他有分享, 生命。
What greater love is there than the God
有比这样更伟大的爱吗?
who not only sought us and formed us,
他不仅仅看到我们, 创造我们,
but from heaven to earth came to show this love.
从天来到地上, 显现这样的爱。
God pursued us and became one of us in Jesus Christ.
他追求我们，像我们一样。
To live the life we could not.
让我们活出一个我们不能活出的生命。
To show love and trust we could never display.
我们不能显现像他这样的爱。
To show what true intimacy with God looks like.
去真正的去想这样亲密的关系，与神这样亲密的关系。
To show we can put our trust in a Savior. That lived and died.
他活着，然后死了。
And showed us God truly sought us.
他是真正的来寻找我们。
Even despite our failures.
甚至我们翻倒的时候。
Jesus in his life on this earth.
耶稣来到这世上。
Never failed to trust where you and I fail daily.
他从来没有放弃过，也没有
He did not lose trust of the God when he was suffering.
在他不好的时候，他也没有放弃这信心。
He did not lose trust when he was on the cross in pain.
在他当他在十字架的时候，他也没有放弃。
Because he lived a life of trust.
因为他活出了一个有信心的生活。
So we too can put our faith in him.
所以我们也能够将我们的信心放在他身上。
Is that not amazing?
这不是很奇妙吗?
God asks us to be a part of this trusting relationship.
神邀请我们去在他这种有信心的生活里面。
And we were too weak to do it.
可是我们太懦弱了。
So God himself did it for us.
所以神帮我们了，帮我们做到了这一点。
And by his power now we could be free.
那有这样的实力，我们才能够得到释放。
That God does not blame us for our lack of faith.
神不会赖我们没有这个信心。
But instead sees us through Jesus' faith and life.
让我们能够抓紧神耶稣基督的信心跟他的生活生命。
That is a free gift to offer anybody who sees Jesus as Messiah.
这是一个很免费的，看到弥赛亚的拯救。
We can trust in this God who seeks us where we are at.
我们能够信任这位一位追求我们的神。
So let us trust in this God.
所以让我们也信任这一位神。
Who knows us inside and out.
能够明白我们的里里外外。
Who gave up his son that we might trust.
他放弃了他的神，让我们能够信他。
The God who searches and does not run away from us.
他会一直的检查我们，也不会跑走。
Let us trust him as he seeks us.
让我们相信一位这样寻找我们的神。
The God who created us.
他创造我们。
And plans every day of our lives.
将我们生命里面每一天都计划好。
Can we not invite this God to be Lord of our lives?
我们不应该将他邀请他做我们的主吗？
So in closing, a few questions to challenge you for the week.
所以现在我要问大家几个问题。
In what ways do I think about hiding from God?
我们这一周有没有想象我们怎么样的在神面前隐隐我们自己？
Do I know that he sees all?
我知道他能够看到一切吗？
In what ways can I trust him in my situation?
我能不能够信任他？
Do I trust that he is able to care?
我们能够信任他，他是真的关心我们吗？
And finally,
然后最后，
how can I be honest with God this week as I surrender to him my own desires?
那我们放弃我们自己的欲望的时候，我能够相信他吗？
Let's pray in closing.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this psalm.
神啊，我们在你面前感谢你给我们这首诗歌。
We ask that you seek us.
我们啊、想你啊、继续的追求我们。
Search us and know us.
检查我们，知道我们。
Expose our sinful desires.
将我们的将我们里面不好的就揭开。
And help us to trust you.
让我们能够相信你。
For we know that you are a God who seeks us.
我们知道你是一位寻找我们的神。
Wherever we are at.
无论我们在哪里。
So, and we pray all of these things in Jesus' name.
祷告是为奉主的名求。Amen.
Amen. All right, thank you.